because law professor Jamil Mujuzi wrote an article in The Conversation called Yanis Valoose and Parole for Prisoners Serving Life Sentences in South Africa, The Weaknesses of the Court's Decision. We know that the decision to grant parole to Valoose has deeply divided the country. And of course, we even saw it leading to a stabbing attack on Valoose 2 days before he was due to be released from prison. So I'm delighted to welcome this afternoon to give us some insight into this matter, UWC Professor Dr. Jamil Mujuzi. Jamil, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Amy, and thanks to Capitalk listeners.
What prompted you to write this article in The Conversation?
I wrote the article because parole is generally one of my areas of research. And when I read the judgment, I found out that it had a few weaknesses, which I thought I should highlight for people who are interested in this area of study.
So tell us about some of those weaknesses, please, Jamil.
According to me, the judgment has two weaknesses. The first one is the court said that it has the powers under the Correctional Services Act to release an offender on parole. But the problem is it relied on a version of the section which was amended in 2008. So between 2004 and 2008, any court had the High Court and the Supreme Court of Appeal and the Constitutional Court could release an offender on parole. But the law was amended, and it's only now the minister with the powers to release an offender on parole. So when the court said in the judgment that on the basis of Section 78, it has the power to release an offender on parole, I thought that was an error. So that's the first weakness. The second weakness is when the court said that a non-parole period is a sentencing mark. Just to give a background to this, one of the reasons why the minister declined to place or to grant Mr. Valoose parole is because of the remarks made by the court at sentencing him. And because these remarks highlighted the seriousness of the offense and also the political implications this the offense he had committed, also the manner in which the offense was committed. So these were the sentencing remarks that the judge made at sentencing. And these are the reasons, or some of the reasons, that the minister invoked to say that, okay, was not going to place Mr. Valoose on parole. But the court said that these reasons shouldn't have been considered because the offender has no control over them. Even if the offender has been in prison for 20 years or for 30 years, they really cannot change these conditions. But most importantly, the court said that if we are to talk about sentencing remarks or comments made by the court at sentencing, we should focus on what we call the non-parole period. So in my argument, this is a mistake because a non-parole period is provided for under the Criminal Procedure Act, and it's a court order. And what it says in simple terms is that the court will order that an offender should not be considered for parole unless they have served a given number of years. And the Department of Correctional Services does not have a way out of this. It must enforce this non-parole period because it's part of the sentence. So for the Constitutional Court to tell us that a non-parole period is a mere sentencing remark, I think that was an error.
And based on those two errors, is there room, do you think, for Chris Hani's family to appeal that decision?
There is no room for any person to appeal against the decision of the Constitutional Court. But I think what they can do is to ask the court to rescind its decision under the uniform rules of the court. But of course, maybe they have other reasons. But in my opinion, those are serious errors that the court made.
Jamil, do we know whether Yanis Valoose has been released yet?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. And in your view, do you think that he should be allowed out of the country to serve his parole?
That's the decision for the government to make. But the challenge we have is that South Africa has not entered into any prisoner transfer agreement with any country. So if he is released and he leaves the country, wherever he goes, that country is not obliged to impose the parole conditions, because South African cases, or the decision in this case, does not have extraterritorial application. It doesn't apply to an offender who is serving a sentence in Poland or wherever. So I think it's the best interest of the criminal justice system that he serves his parole period here.
And we're out of time and we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, Dr. Jameel Mujuzi, just talking to us about South Africa's parole laws and the weaknesses that he's found in the judgment that the court made to release Janusz Walus.